you get back tonight, I want us to head back to John 14 where we're at this morning. I didn't get far. Definitely didn't get to the point that I was headed, but I'm thankful for that because we prayed in the prayer room, and I prayed before I left home. I'd say every word God want me to and none I wouldn't say, but I was headed to somewhere really connects to where we've been for several Sundays now. So if you stand with me, John chapter 14, verse 1. It is one of my favorite passages in the Bible, and God once again showed me something new as I was studying. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Dear God, I pray that you, Lord, open up, Lord, and I just ask specifically not this one thought, this idea of knowing, and as Thomas says, how can we know, Lord, that you would just bring this up out of the Bible, and through your Spirit, Lord, you might apply it to our lives, Lord, and just help us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated. So, look once again, I want to read that. I love this passage. So in verse 4, it says, Jesus says, "Whither you go, I know." He is telling us in that he has made a way for us to know. He's letting them know that they even should know. He's making that statement. Thomas, and I'm so thankful that God puts all the good and the bad in the Bible, the people that made mistakes, the people we can learn from. But Thomas says unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest." Thomas said, "Hey, I don't know." And then he asked that question, how can we know the way? The message that I had planned for this morning was continuing along. We were going back to 2 Samuel, and we're going to pick up where David, there's a statement there made, and Lord willing, we're headed back there next Sunday, is it makes a statement that David's praying and he's excited, and he's making the statement of the great things God has showed him and revealed to him, and he makes the statement at the end of the verse. He says that, you know, that you want me to know, the things that you've made, that you want me to know. And so it's consumed my heart for some days and weeks now in realizing that there's so many things that God wants us to know, and he has made a way for us to know. And y'all, I am excited, and I'm just becoming more excited about, I want to know everything God wants me to know. Amen? I want to know more out of the Word because he wants us to know his Word. I want to know more of the practical application of the things that he wants and his plan for my life. And so as I was really, I think, drawn first this morning early to kind of change directions and use this passage this morning for what we were having kind of a different service, remembering Dennis a little and keeping in mind all the needs and trouble we have, I was just, I almost say it jumped off the page. I said, well, there it is again in Thomas. There it is, Jesus saying, hey, whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Now, Jesus knew, we know biblically speaking, and truly, Jesus knew exactly what Thomas was thinking before he said it. Jesus knew that Thomas and anybody around him and all of us, he knew that feeling. Jesus already knew. So why in the world would Jesus say, hey, you know where I'm going. You know the way. Because what Jesus was looking for and what he looks for us on a daily is to be willing to come before him and acknowledge before him that we don't know. Amen? It's almost like not the assumption that Jesus is saying, you know, I'm assuming you know. I know he doesn't know, but you've got to come to me. Jesus is saying, I'm going on with my plan. We're going forward. But at any point in time, please speak up. Tell me what you don't know. Tell me what you want to know. And that's what he's all about. Y'all, I just can't get it. That excites me that he wants me to know what his plans are. He wants me to know what happened in the past. He wants me to know what's going on now. He wants to give me that understanding. As I tell y'all often, I claim and am excited in Proverbs, God says for me to lean not on my understanding. I probably use that might verse more than any verse in my personal life and in ministry life. I'm with families there, and I go in, and it's, I mean, you know, I'm hearing this, what's going on, and I'm thinking, good gracious, as soon as they quit explaining all this, because this is overwhelming, I want to tell them quickly that, hey, God says Don't lean on your own understanding. And I often say, and I don't understand why that's happening and what's going on. But then it continues, scripture after scripture, either specifically or points to the fact is that God turns around and says, but I will give you all understanding. And the meaning, I'm going to give you all the understanding. Don't lean on any of your understanding. Lean on all of my understanding. So Thomas, he puts it out there. He says, Lord, we. And so Thomas is kind of like saying, I'm kind of speaking for these chickens and these ones scared around us because I know they don't know and they won't say anything, but I'm going to say it for them. We know not whither thou goest. And you may say, why, after all that they've been with Jesus and they've been with the miracles, they've been everywhere and all, and how can they not know? How the same way that you and I get it wrong every day, that we don't know how we're thinking and know how we're responding. But he says, we don't know. And he says, how can we know the way? And specifically speaking, and we're kind of looking at it in a different realm tonight, Thomas, I don't know where you're going. I'm just saying, I don't know the way. So I'd say tonight, as we head back to 2 Samuel Sunday, I'm just more and more, I'm going to say God, as I pray through Jesus, I don't know. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be thinking about this situation. I don't know exactly what you want me to do in the next days and what's coming up. And Lord, I need your help. And y'all, if you don't glean anything else out of these scriptures tonight, be like Thomas. Understand what Thomas is saying. And let's continually go to God and say, God, I don't know, but I believe that you want me to know. And that's wonderful news. Some weeks it seems like God has a theme of teaching in our lives. Anybody agree with me that there's a common something, a theme that's going on? And for me, this past, my mom had had a sink that had stopped up, I'm gonna connect this, and you may think I connect anything. But I'm just telling you, so her sink was stopped up, and she said, I need to call a plumber. And I want to be a good son. I said, Mom, you don't need to call a plumber. I'm sure it's just down in the trap. There's stuff stuck in there. Sandra's cleaned ours up many times. I've come in and she's under there, and she even likes to get that stuff out, Lisa. And so I told her, well, Sandra, I'm going to come one morning. And I go over and I take it apart, and it's as clean as it can be. I can tell it's an odd pipe. It's all messed up somewhere or another. I think maybe I've got it fixed. I put it back together. And Ray, knowing my skills, I took it apart at three spots, and it leaked at all three spots. I said, Mom, we need to call a plumber. And so I started trying to call somebody I knew, got their voicemail, and it said that voicemail's full. And I'm thinking, well, I know that they've been talking about retirement. Maybe they might be retired. Call the helper who's helped me on the side some. His phone doesn't work. It's disconnected. Can't get out. So they've just quit. And thank goodness, I started to think who in church could help me, and I started to just call somebody else. But I'm going to tell you, just with the Spirit of God, I wouldn't have done this. I called the last guy that helped fix our well out here, and I said, hey, you recommend a plumber to me? But I said, I used to call Brian. He said, oh, Brian helped me the other day. He said, I said, well, I must have something wrong with the number. He said, I'll text you the number. He said, I know Brian. He said, I know the number, and I'll let you know it. So then I call, get Brian, don't get him. He finally calls me back, and he comes to the house that evening. Wonderful guy. But I didn't know what was going on in his life. Hadn't seen him in several months. Didn't know. Well, I'm so glad I called him. So Brian starts saying, well, me and my wife started having some trouble. And we had to get separated. And she's already moved a guy in the house. And I was going by and, getting stuff out of the garden and seeing the kids. And now I've had a confrontation with him, and don't want to be coming back over anymore, and I can't see the kids, and I found a place in Monroe, and so while he was working, he wanted me to know everything that he had gone through and what was going on. I walked out to the car, and he wanted me to know, and I just tried to listen. Now think about that. Every one of you been in that situation, amen? How much, when people are going through trouble especially, or maybe some great news, they want you to know. And in this case, he was wanting me to know all the details of what had happened. You know, and you almost sense when somebody's doing that, that they want you to understand that what they're experiencing, what's happening, what the other person's done. Me and Hilton had gone down to my mom's old farm the other day, and the farmers had the gate down. They couldn't unlock the gate. They lost the key, and they took off the hinges, and we rode through and checked on a few things, and I said, maybe Beth, they'll lock us in when we're gone, put it back up. And as we were driving out, they came up. Guy gets out, and I knew him, but I didn't connect it with why he'd be down there. Turns out it's a guy who helped our farmer, and he helped rode with him a lot when he was growing up in the combine, and he's helping Mr. Lynn down here, and he starts telling about, well, I'm not with my wife anymore, and I'm living, Liz and I live in a little house right here, so pray for them. We reach out. Maybe we can get them to church. But he wanted me to know. He wanted us to know. I think he talked all night. He would have talked all night, don't you, Hilton? He wants us to know. So I began to think, and as I looked at this, and I realized, I guess we all do that, and we all experience that. We want people to know what's going on. It's almost like a word of explanation. And so I begin to connect and see that's what God in Scripture, that's what God, as we head back to 2 Samuel next Sunday, we're going to look at some distractions to knowing, Lord willing. But I got, so in both cases I'm thinking, I'm saying, oh my gosh, you know, all this, no. And I kept thinking, because on my heart, and I'm studying these Scriptures, I'm like, but what God wants you to know, you know, to both those people. I'm thinking, and I know, and how that works is, amen, when somebody gets in a situation like that, have trouble, they're talking like that, everybody that'll listen to them. No, it's just time, you know. And then I thought of ourselves, and I'm thinking, that's what we do. We work, and we work, and we talk, and we tell people about our day, what we know about the day, and what happened in the day, and all that's going on. I'm not saying any of that's anything wrong with it, but we're continually just what we know, what's going on. And I almost picture that God's sitting and Jesus on his right-hand side, and they're just sitting there, and you know, it's that still small voice, it's that knock on the door, and they're sitting there, just, they know what they want us to know. And all they want us to do, and gosh, I'd almost preach the message for next Sunday now, that what they want us to do, what Christ is saying is, but I want you to know what we've got for you in the Word, and then what we're going to show you through godly counsel. And if you'll be in church, you'll be in Sunday school, and you'll be at Wednesday night Bible study and prayer, and you'll be on Sunday morning. If you'll begin to share me and reach out, let me be. How would life be for any situation that we are just so busy focusing on Him? God, I can just, can't you see it? That God, more so than we've ever been, and as much as I love to talk about my grandchild, I found a few people, Miss Lisa, that they're not interested. If you found that yet? They're just not that interested. And that really kind of burns me up, you know? And that's just a side note. But as much as we want to talk about things, that the Holy Spirit is to each of us, and what He wants us to know. And I've just become so consumed with that, at times I have to put somebody on hold. Listen, I've got to go. Where you got to go, preacher? Where you got to go, in the hospital? No. But I, God was speaking to me through His Word, or I had a time in prayer, and He was letting me know some things, and I need to get back because He wasn't finished. He has more. Miss Joy, I love Miss Joy to death, but y'all all gone, and they're almost. I stopped Linda and Jim, and I'm like, hold on, because I don't want to ever be here with anybody alone, especially a woman, and she's talking, and I was enjoying it, but I'm thinking, I need to go, and she was just so much for me to know, and I was thinking, oh man, that's God. He's got so much that He wants you and I to know, and what He wants us to do is be like Thomas, and here's the thing. I'm using specific examples. So hey, pray for Brian. Pray for Tony down here. Pray for those situations, because, I mean, that's a lot going on. But my prayer is that they might come into understanding, and you know that God has so much more that He wants them to know. Because what happens when I listen to somebody now, I've done it long enough, I'm filtering through the Scripture, and I'm thinking, Brian, I've tried, I've almost begged, I've pleaded for years and years for you and your sweet family and those children to come to church. I've asked you to come, and I've suggested churches that are even closer to your house. I don't care where you go, because there's so much that God wanted them to know. Because it's not a thing. David, you know, it wasn't a thing that he told me that happened that's reason that they're apart now. It's all in about the relationship with Jesus Christ. I share it personally. I was telling somebody just the other day, I was trying to share this with them, and I was trying to talk to them, and I said, I know when me and Sandra are having a difficult time, and we're kind of on edge, we're kind of each other, we're having a little argument, I can always put it back to where I'm at with my relationship with the Lord. So to be a Thomas tonight, if I had to call this, it'd be being Thomas, is that I just continue, of all those things I know and want to hear and share, that I more and more go to God and get on my knees or get before Him the Word and saying, listen, God, I don't know. I don't know the way. I don't know the way to figure this out. I don't know the way to get through this challenge. I don't know the way to solve this problem. I don't know the way. And then realize, I'm telling you, and most of you are like this. If you're good at something, you're passionate about something, and I would get alongside you, and it's something you really love doing, and I start asking, and you'll jump in. I mean, you'll let it flow. Amen? We know what we like to talk about. Chris is smiling back there. He I'm telling him we're going on vacation. Everything I ever talk to him about, he'll know the fishing spot, the best things. You know, and we love to do. And so our Heavenly Father, the one that loves us more than anybody can imagine, He said, all this I want to know, and He's just wanting me to be still, come before Him, know He's God, and He wants to speak. And so I want to be a Thomas more. And what is this passage? This is doubting Thomas. Hey, that's all right. God, I want to doubt more what I know and trust more what you know and say, Lord, show me that way. Jesus answers in verse 6 and says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come unto the Father but by me. You know, that says it all. And what verse 6 takes us into, and yes, this is salvation. But this is so much more than just salvation, because look here specifically as we finish up what Jesus Christ wants us to know. And then you can apply this to everything that we face. He says, I am the way. Man, I just got to, you know, I hope it didn't, I'm getting ready to get cancer, but I'm just thinking, first thing I'm thinking of, I'll find out in the next few weeks that I've got cancer, and I'm thinking, well, how in the world do I get through that? Do I follow Byron's example? He can be a good one to others. No, Jesus, He is the way to get through it. Hilton's getting ready to, he's transferring on to UNCC, another part of his college career, and what's the way to get through that? New child, Jesus is the way. How to go the next 3 weeks and do what you want to with the boys there. And it's that Jesus is the way. What does he want? What did he want Thomas to know? Hey, Thomas, I'm the way. And yes, he was talking about the way to heaven. But I'm telling you, he is the way to live. He is the way to think. He is everything. And that's what he wants us to know. I don't know. Hey, I don't know a way out of this. Well, there's not a way out of it. Jesus is the way. Amen. He is the one. He talks about being the door in John and coming in and coming out. And the picture there is that Jesus won't say, listen, there is no way, I can't take a step. And I'm doing hard. I'm trying to think of the song. And there is a song that literally says that. And I can't take one step without you, Jesus. And so what he's trying to say, tonight he wants us to know is in whatever we're dealing with. I joked as Marty as we came in, I said, this is awesome. Listen, of all the people here this morning, everybody else had their troubles under control enough that they need to come back tonight. Amen? So praise God. Just us that are struggling have to come back to know that, listen, but He is the way. And isn't that wonderful to know? Well, that ain't, I can't do that. I can't answer that. I can't use that answer at work tomorrow. Why not? He says, He wants us, Thomas, to know that He's the truth. You know, sometimes the truth is hard, and sometimes Jesus reveals, wants us to know things, and I don't know why. This has been on my mind just several times the last few days. This is no connection to any recent past. This has been years and years ago, but I'll never forget. There was a sweet couple, sweet young couple, had family, and they would usually sit right along here. And the husband, I love him to death, and just man, awesome and guy, and he'd smile, he'd listen, man, listen. And during, you know, some people don't listen on Sunday. You know, it's hard to listen when you're asleep if you're on your phone or whatever, I do notice. It don't really bother me that much anymore, and I never like it when God calls my sin out in front of anybody, so I don't do that like some preachers do. But I knew that, you know, I don't know that their lifestyle really matched up too much to the Bible, but I loved them. And God revealed, somebody told me one day, they said, do you know what he thinks and says about what you preach the Word of God? I said, got no idea. He says he didn't believe any of that stuff. He said, I don't believe that stuff. See, churches are full of people that they don't believe this stuff is the truth. They think it's good to come to church. They even love the preacher, and they come, and they love for the children to come. They love to have all things, but as much as hard as that was, I needed to know that as a minister. Not for him in particular. I don't. You know, that's between him and God. That doesn't really bother. It bothers me, but not on the personal level. But you know, we know tonight. We know he's the truth. Amen. We know this is the truth. We know he is the truth. We know that there's more of the truth that he wants us to know, and he's ready to reveal. That's exciting. Amen. I mean, you can go home, open your Bible tonight, get up in the morning and open it, and once again, just be more excited. I want to be more excited about what we know. But this is the truth. It doesn't matter where the world goes, what anybody says, he's the truth. And he ends up wanting Thomas to know that he's the life before he makes our final statement. He is the life. Isn't it heartbreaking to watch people that have no relationship with Christ, or they walk in a guilty distance, and you just watch what's happening. You just see what's happening. I was on the phone this week, and the person who told me this information, I'm not going to repeat this information. I was so thankful, though, that it's still pretty, to have a mutual friend. And the person on the phone said, you know, he's really, what would God be pretty good, but said he's drinking a lot of liquor now and playing cards. And as soon as I heard that, it just hit my heart. And to be honest with you, I could have thought, well, it serves him right. Run with the devil, then you, that's what happens. But something hit my heart, and I hung up the phone. And still today, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, man, that breaks my heart. Because that's not the life that Jesus Christ wants us to know. Our church, every church, people are living lives that the life they know is not the life in Jesus that he wants them to know. And what he sends you and I out is with the next statement, that no man cometh to the Father but by me. That we literally have to confront our family and our friends and say, there's a life out there that you can have, but there's no other way to have it apart from Jesus Christ. There's no other way. And we have to be bold enough. I had somebody today that was sharing, am I doing the right thing? And I don't know what this will do. And I made the statement. I said, if you're a friend, if you're really a friend, and I believe Jesus wants you to know that a real friend is one that will be able to speak the truth in love and let someone know, hey, you're in danger, you're having trouble. I was so thankful when I heard about that friend, and I'm thinking, they wouldn't probably even talk to me. If they did talk to me, they wouldn't listen to a word I said. But you know, I was thankful for Tim. I was thankful that it gives me a heartache now to think that's going on, that that's the life they know. We talked about Sunday school son being helping for several nights, and we're getting all the family involved watching live PD. And last night, two things and I'm done. This man was just sloppy drunk, and the girl with him sloppy drunk. She had her little child, little girl with her, and police got her out, and she was wet, just so wet, and the mama was just drunk, and the police woman got her diaper, and she put on the hood of the police car, and she changed her diaper, and the guy that was drunk, standing right there, the policeman just used the bathroom everywhere. They came back on to the host, and they said, you know, that's when we like what we're doing here, because you get to see what what policemen experience every day, what's going on. You don't see it on the news, some policeman changing a baby's diaper and caring for them, or somebody having to put up with, they don't put those in the movies, you know. And what grabs my heart is, and in this, you know, you look at it and I'm thinking, the life they live, that all around us, people are living that life. And Jesus says, I want them to know that the life, real life, is in me. And then he sends you and I to say, but there's only one way to get it. AA might be used to help you get it, but it won't get you. All the counseling in the world, all mom and daddy and grandpa want to do, even stopping drinking won't get you life. The only way to come to the Father, come to that life, to come to the knowledge, is through Jesus Christ and him alone. And I think the reason for me and you and I that we're not witnessing, we're not reaching out, but we're not as we should, is we're just not knowing enough what he wants us to know. Remember, and I close with this, Tim, as you get ready to come for invitation, what did we see Thomas did? Jesus knew what Thomas was thinking, but he wanted Thomas to acknowledge what he didn't know. That's pretty powerful. I kind of think sometimes, well, God, I hope I'm hoping he's revealing something, but I'm not on my knees saying, God, I don't know the way to do this. Would you help me know? Would you help me? Tim, would you come?